Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
After all that rain over the weekend, Sunday in particular, we're looking at beautiful blue skies all across the viewing area. I'll show you how much our temperatures will warm up through the work week.
The NC State campus community has been hit with tragedy once again. An 8th student has died in just one school year. We're live from campus with how the university is responding and working to support students at this time.
And huge cheers in Kansas City as the Chiefs become Super Bowl champions for the second time in four seasons. We have new reaction this morning right here on Fox 50. A lot of happy people in Kansas City this morning and really all over the country.
Yeah, you're a Chiefs fan, I mean, Chiefs Kingdom. Yeah. Is on top of the world right now.
Absolutely.
Dynasty, you think?
Dynasty. I was just talking to Jeff. I said, I think this might be the making of the next dynasty in football. So we'll have to see about that. Thanks for joining us on your Monday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It is great to have you along here. We play Monday morning quarterback and sort things out. Elizabeth Gardner has it all figured out. A great start to this week.
Yeah, you know, I think the weather yesterday was perfect for football. You know, you didn't even want to go outside. It was so cold and rainy. But a beautiful Monday. We take this live look at Goldsboro, looking gorgeous. Here's a live look at Terminal 2 here in downtown Raleigh. We're seeing sunshine everywhere. 40 degrees right now at the airport. Our temperature are starting to warm up. Our winds are beginning to shift to southwesterly. That'll bring us a nice warm up this afternoon. Still a few 30s. It's 36 in Roxborough, 39 in South Hill, but we're starting to see our temperatures warm up a little bit. It's 44 in Fayetteville, 44 in Rocky Mountain, 43 degrees in Goldsboro. Hour by hour, looking good. We'll be in the mid-50s at lunchtime and in the low 60s this afternoon. That's still going to put us at almost 10 degrees above normal. We'll continue to build on that, even warmer for the next several days. But I'm also tracking some showers toward the end of the week. We'll talk about our timeline for rain on Friday. Coming up, Brian.
New information here at 802. We have a crash in Knightdale on 87 southbound right around Hodge Road. Can't really see it here on the sensors, but around the bend there as you get closer toward the Neuse River Bridge area, that's where the crash is. And we have some activity over on the side of the road. About a 6-minute delay showing up right now as you head out of Knightdale back toward Raleigh. Not really seeing any great alternate routes at this point, unfortunately. If you pick it up from 540, you're going to be stuck in that traffic heading toward Hodge Road and beyond. We'll watch it and let you know how it's developing. Elsewhere around the triangle, taking a live look at those sensors, the usual backups coming in from Johnston County on 40 westbound right around the Clayton Bypass. Once you get into South Raleigh, traffic is slowing down a little bit as you head toward the Gorman Street area, but overall it's not a bad ride toward US 1 and beyond. A little bit of a sun glare delay right now showing up on the south side of Durham on 40 eastbound and also between Aviation Parkway and Harrison Avenue, but it clears up pretty quickly and we're not talking about big backups right now. We also have a crash up on the northwest side of Raleigh, still in the clearing stages at Glenwood Avenue at Ebenezer Church Road. Just check the sensors in that area, not seeing any delays at this point.
Thank you, Brian. NC State is offering help to students today after another apparent suicide on campus. This is now the 8th death on campus since the start of the school year. WRAL's Laura Levine is live at NC State with the resources the university is offering to students this week. Laura?
Yeah, Michelle, right now we are beginning to see students walk to class or pick up some coffee this morning. And campus today certainly will look and feel a little different. The 8th student death here at NC State this school year can be a lot for students to process. And that's why the university will have drop-in counseling services today and tomorrow to provide additional support. University officials say the engineering student's death was an apparent suicide over the weekend. University police say authorities found a female undergraduate student dead Saturday inside Sullivan Hall. This comes just a few days after a graduate student died from what police believe were natural causes. The school is planning a health wellness day on Thursday, which means classes will be canceled. In a message sent to students, Chancellor Randy Woodson said, "Whatever you're going through, we know we can get through it together. We are a pack, and our pack takes care of one another." Additional counseling will be available for residents who live in Sullivan Hall as well. You can head over to WRAL.com where we have a full list of resources that the university will be providing at this time. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
And if someone you know is in crisis, dial 988 for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And for a list of crisis counseling and county-by-county resources in North Carolina, you can go to WREL.com and search Get Help.
That's pretty good stuff right there. That's the moment. The celebrations started overnight in Kansas City as the Chiefs earned their second Super Bowl title in 4 years. So the fans carried on all night long in the streets. A parade for the team is now planned for Wednesday. And it all came down to this, a controversial penalty call on the Eagles' James Bradberry. He admitted to it, said he grabbed a handful of jersey less than 2 minutes ago, put the Chiefs in position to win it with this Harrison Butker field goal. With just seconds to play, Chiefs get a 38-35 win. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes was named the game's MVP, and he said the win felt good after a lot of folks had picked the Eagles.
I wouldn't necessarily say we were counted out, but I mean, there was a lot more critics than there was the previous years I'd been here. And to go from a team that wasn't, I wouldn't even say majority picked to win the AFC West to win the Super Bowl, that speaks to the guys that we have in that locker room.
Chiefs won the Super Bowl in 2020, and Mahomes earned the MVP that time as well. Back here in the Triangle, we spoke to fans on both sides of this contest.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Oh, I love it. It's crazy. It's beautiful. It's what it should be for a Super Bowl.
So they all shared their excitement at sports and social in Cary, where emotions were high, especially when the Eagles were up by 10 at halftime. Our Super Bowl coverage just getting started here this morning in the next 15 minutes. Reaction to the big pregnancy reveal from Rihanna during the halftime show. And then in our next half hour, how brothers Jason and Travis Kelce are reacting after becoming the first siblings to face off in a Super Bowl. Plus, we talk about the big ads from this year's game at 8:45. We'll weigh in on that.
Well, crews are working for a third day to put out a massive fire at a Wayne County salvage site. New video from Sky 5 in just the last hour shows there is still a lot of work to do. WREL's Michael Gray spent all night there and shows us that the fire is at least contained.
Yeah, right now, it's just the safest thing to do. They just want to monitor it at this point instead of fighting it, because that has the possibility of sending an ember into the wind and possibly starting another fire. But I want to get you to this video of what that fire looked like on Saturday. It started at around 1:30 in the morning on Saturday at National Service Corporation on Old Mount Olive Highway. You can see just how large it was, a full-scale fire. Dispatcher said that some of the smoke was even three stories tall. And 20 different fire crews were out here trying to put those flames out. Now, they were able to contain the fire Sunday morning, and it was monitored since then. They even had to divert trains from this area. They closed the highway. Both the railroad and the highway are now open. No injuries reported from this fire. Also, no damage in the area reported to any homes. But we're still working with officials to find out what the cause was. In Wayne County, Michael Grace, WREL News.
And questions remain this morning about a shooting in Wake County that killed one person and sent another to the hospital. Investigators were at a home overnight on Zebulon Road near Jack Jones Road. They arrived first yesterday afternoon around 3:30. WREL was on the scene as investigators looked for evidence. Deputies have not named the person who died or released a motive for the shooting. They say there's no ongoing threat to the community.
New technology being installed at Duke hospitals this week is intended to keep weapons out of the hospitals. New weapon detection systems are going in at each of the health system's three hospitals. Officials say this is in response to an increase in violence at healthcare facilities nationwide. The new systems are designed to detect guns, knives, and other weapons.
We believe that it's important for us in the healing environment that we provide for our care team to feel safe.
The machines will allow people to pass through without having to empty their pockets or their bags. Tonight at 5, WREL investigates this growing type of weapons detection technology, how it works, how it's different than metal detectors, and who's installing it locally.
Well, it's a mystery at schools across the country that has experts concerned. Just ahead, the trend in classroom attendance that could spell trouble for students in the long run.
Plus, another mysterious object is shot down over North American airspace. Ahead in our next half hour, what the Pentagon is revealing this morning about the phenomenon that's popped up three times in 3 days now.
We're back to sunshine starting today, and that will last through most of the week. Now, once we get toward Friday, we have rain back in the forecast. I'll show you when it arrives and when it moves out coming up.
What a nice way to start your Monday. Look at this view of Lake Gaston this morning. Blue skies and sunshine. That is what we are going to be seeing for much of today and this week, really. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here. Finally, the sunshine.
What a rainy, chilly day it was yesterday. It made for a really good football watching weather. But now we're back to sunshine and starting a nice warm-up. Beautiful in Goldsboro, Durham, Apex, and Chapel Hill. You can see just a few clouds here in Chapel Hill. That view courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. So looking good out there for us. The system that brought us the precipitation yesterday zipping on out of here to be replaced by a high-pressure system that'll bring us dry conditions and shift our wind to southerly. So that starts to warm things up after a chilly weekend. We check out Futurecast, and we're going to take a look at our next chance for rain. It's a tiny one. This is Tuesday at 7:30, and notice the clouds increase, and there's a quick chance of a shower right around midnight. Then it moves on by. It's out of here by the morning commute, but don't be surprised if there's just a little bit of isolated, see a few isolated showers if you happen to be up late, or in the morning if there are a few wet spots. But that's going to be a very inconsequential system. This one, on the other hand, is going to have a much greater effect on us. Ahead of this front that comes through late Thursday, we'll see a strong flow warming us up into the 70s. At 7 a.m., everything is dry. And then we push it out to 5 o'clock Thursday. We're starting to see a little bit of rain just to our west. That rain moves in during dinner time, and the front is sitting pretty much right on top of us at 6 a.m. on Friday. So Friday's morning commute right now looks like it will be fairly wet. This is a newer run of the computer model that pulls almost all of the rain out of here by 2 o'clock. That means that in the Triangle area, that rain tapering off right around lunchtime. The timing of this is key for some folks who are hoping to head down to Fan Fest on Saturday, on Friday. On Saturday, during the Stadium Series game, the Hurricanes are playing outside. Saturday looks nice and dry, but certainly Friday we're going to be dealing with some showers. Very early Wednesday morning, very late on Thursday, and then Friday it looks like the first half of the day. So here's a look at our forecast. I backed off some of that rain that we had in our forecast at 2 o'clock to about 30%. That's probably maybe a little bit overdone, but waiting to see some more runs of the computer models before we really back it way off. But we are trending drier, at least by lunchtime, 2 o'clock, but a lot of rain in the morning and then drier in the evening. And so that would allow folks to get out and enjoy some of the festivities downtown. For the game itself, puck drop on Saturday at 8 o'clock, clear skies, temperatures in the 40s. I mean, honestly, the way our weather has been around here lately, that's probably about as good as it gets with some cooler temperatures and clear skies. But again, we'll keep watching the timeline for Friday's rain so you can plan around it. Brian?
It is 8:15 right now, and we have some new information and a new crash to tell you about. This is in Garner on 70 Business eastbound at the New Rand Road intersection. You can see where they have a couple of left lanes in the turn lane block there as they work to get this cleared. Tow truck on the scene, Garner police on the scene, and they have a fire truck blocking those lanes. At this point, we're not seeing any big delays. But a reminder, leaving Garner, heading back down toward the I-40 interchange, you're going to run into maybe a little bit of a slowdown and certainly some activity blocking those lanes. This is I-87 at I-540, and on that southbound side, still seeing some heavy delays. We have a crash between Hodge Road out toward the Neuse River Bridge area. About a 7-minute backup showing up on the sensor readings at this point. Need to allow some extra time. Unfortunately, traffic volume has built up so much that we're seeing congestion on 64 Business, so it's not a great alternate route for you coming in from Knightdale back toward Raleigh. Just getting reports of another crash just in the past few minutes on 80, or rather I-40 eastbound, heading away from Hillsboro toward the New Hope Church Road interchange there. So between Hillsboro heading down toward Chapel Hill, you're seeing a little bit of a backup through that area, about a 4-minute delay showing up on sensors. All of this has been moved over to the right shoulder, but just expect some delays. And with that police activity on the side of the road, try to move over at least one lane if you can.
Brian, thanks. The man accused of killing a 17-year-old girl in Halifax County is expected to appear in court today. 27-year-old Marquette Douglas turned himself in last week. Roanoke Rapids police received a tip in reference to a missing person, 17-year-old Quamisha Branch. Investigators later found Branch's body, and they say she had been shot in the head. Douglas is charged with murder. New Mexico State University men's basketball is canceling the rest of its season after the release of a police report detailing accusations of hazing. The report mentions a victim who is a member of the team and wanted to remain anonymous. It says the victim went to campus police regarding an alleged assault by three members of the team, but didn't want to pursue charges. The head coach and his entire coaching staff were placed on administrative leave as a result of the allegations.
An urgent warning this morning from the U.S. government. Around 3 o'clock this morning, the U.S. State Department issued an advisory urging any citizen still in Russia to leave immediately. The advisory cites the war in Ukraine and the risk of potential harassment. It says Russian security services are stepping up arbitrary enforcement of laws. And this is not the first time the government has urged citizens to leave the country because of the war.
Keeping kids safe online will be the focus of a hearing this week on Capitol Hill, where you're looking live right now. The Senate Judiciary Committee will hold the hearing tomorrow. They'll examine the challenges from protecting children's safety and privacy online. Witnesses will testify on the risks, threats, and harms children may face while on the web.
A lot of students are still not back in school long after shutdowns from the pandemic ended. That's according to a new report from the Associated Press and Stanford University. It found an estimated 230,000 students in 21 states are still unaccounted for. The research indicates the students did not move out of the state and they did not sign up for private school or homeschooling. Education professionals are calling for an investigation into which children have left the system and why.
We have a time-sensitive reminder for you. If you're filing your taxes, the deadline is this Wednesday to file a W-4 to extend an exemption for another year. This applies to employees who claimed an exemption from income tax withholding last year on that W-4 form. If you don't update it by Wednesday, your status will revert to single with zero exemptions, and that is the highest withholding status.
And now to some movie news. To start your week, we've got the latest look at a film with multiple superheroes and the return of a Hollywood classic. Here's David Daniel with today's Hollywood Minute.
Time has a pattern that it can't help reliving. Different people, different worlds, drawn to each other like magnets.
My face.
So my face.
Ezra Miller has double trouble in the first full trailer for The Flash. When the high-speed hero travels to the past, he messes up the future, creating not only two of himself, but jumping Batman timelines, going from Ben Affleck all the way back to Michael Keaton.
Yeah. I'm Batman.
We also get General Zod and a glimpse of Supergirl. The Flash zips into theaters June 16th.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
One of the most acclaimed films of all time is returning to theaters, a restored and remastered copy of Casablanca, which won Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Screenplay Oscars, will screen in participating cinemas on Sunday, March 5th and Wednesday, March 8th. Check fathomevents.com for locations and tickets.
He's looking at you, kid.
In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Time now to get back to some of our Super Bowl coverage here. Reactions still pouring in after Rihanna's halftime performance and her big reveal that she's pregnant. I want you all to see this. The Grammy winner's representative confirmed Rihanna is in fact expecting a second child with her partner A$AP Rocky, who was also there in the crowd. That makes her the first pregnant woman ever to star in a Super Bowl halftime show. Last night's performance was also Rihanna's return to the stage, first time in a live performance in 7 years.
Yeah, Rihanna's halftime show is getting praise across social media for that. Celebrities including Ellen DeGeneres and Zendaya shared their excitement. Ken Smith is tracking another interesting development from the WREL Live Center, Ken.
This, everyone also talking about the outfit she was wearing, and now we know why she was wearing that particular outfit last night. Check out the headlines all over social media this morning. Rihanna honors Andre Leon Talley with Super Bowl 23 halftime show. This red sweeping puffer coat was an ode to Andre Leon Talley, who actually grew up here in the Durham era. Of course, he passed away in January of 2022. But this outfit, as you can see right here, was an ode to Andre Leon Talley, courtesy of Rihanna and her halftime show.
That was really cool. It was Norma Kamali, that sleeping bag coat that Leon Talley wore. So Rihanna paid tribute to him. He was fashion icon. So. Not surprised.
And I know, and we claim his roots right here. And a nice tribute to that, a nice performance. I was scared when she was up on those platforms and they were raising way up there.
I'm thinking,
she's pregnant and she's way up high like that.
Did you see it at one point? It looked like
wobbled.
It was a little
yes,
wobbly.
It was shaky.
I was like, oh my gosh, Rihanna.
I was nervous.
Yeah, it was a little crazy.
If you were watching the Super Bowl, you probably saw WRAL's commercial with a surprise guest appearance from former UNC basketball coach Roy Williams. After recording the commercial, he spoke only on WRAL in an interview with our own Gerald Owens. Williams talked about his life after basketball and joked about how he thought his departure from coaching would go. Ahead on our new news, he shares his thoughts on former Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski and their relationship. Also tonight at 6, hear Gerald's extended interview with the coach and hear the answer to whether or not he has coached his last game.
That's going to be really good. All right, we've been talking about this. Two brothers make history at the Super Bowl. One wins, the other loses. Still ahead, Travis and Jason Kelce on their family ties after a historic face-off on the field.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Good Monday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. One of the top stories, sunshine after yesterday's rainy, cold day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has a look in Apex this morning. It's a nice day.
Such a difference. You're waking up to all this gorgeous sunshine. People out and about all over the place trying to soak it in. We have plenty more of that to come for a good chunk of the work week. Temperatures have started off in the upper 30s to low 40s. We'll climb into the mid 50s at lunchtime. It'll be really nice for exercising this evening with temperatures in the upper 50s to right around 60. We have even more warmth in our forecast with some days in the 70s, but also some rain toward the end of the week. We'll talk more about that over on Fox 50. Brian?
Elizabeth, we are tracking a crash right now on the south side of Hillsboro on I-40 eastbound, right around the New Hope Church Road area. On these sensor readings on the map, it doesn't look that bad, but when you take a look at the calculation from the sensor data, we're looking at a 24-minute delay on 40 eastbound, heading away from 85 in Hillsboro down to 15501 in Chapel Hill. Consider using Highway 86 as an alternate route. They're working to get this crash cleared from 70 Business eastbound at New Rand Road in Garner. Expect some delays in that area. Also still seeing some heavy traffic on 87 southbound, heading in from Knightdale toward Raleigh, about a 13-minute delay on the sensors.
All right, thank you, Brian. NC State is holding a wellness day this Thursday after the 8th student death on campus this school year. University police say it appears an undergrad engineering student died by suicide inside Sullivan Residence Hall on Saturday. If you or someone you know needs help, call 988 for the Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And work is ongoing to fully put out and find the cause of this fire at a salvage site in Wayne County. New video from Sky 5 in the last hour shows there is still work to do. Flames were first reported early Saturday morning. And coming up next on Fox 50, the new wellness program in Wayne County aimed at saving the lives of seniors.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news here at 8:30. We have crashes around the triangle creating some pretty big delays. I will get you around those backups coming up.
A fire in Wayne County enters its third day. Coming up, I'll tell you what officials are doing at this point in the fight.
There's nothing you can really say to a loved one in a situation like that.
Obviously, would have liked to win, but you know, happy for Trey for sure.
Yeah, quite an emotional night for two brothers on opposite teams in the Super Bowl. Travis and Jason Kelce share what they think of the outcome and what it means for their family as well. Emotional times, mom right down there on the field hugging them up, both of them. I want to thank you for joining us right now, 8:30 on your Monday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. It's special to see.
Yeah.
And you knew going into it, one was going to win, one was going to lose. You have to be okay with that. Mom had the jackets split evenly, Eagles and Chiefs.
House divided.
Yeah. But I think the outcome was that they're happy for each other, you know?
100%.
Well, one is happy for the other.
100%. Yeah.
Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here. Elizabeth, you stayed up to watch the Super Bowl late last night. The weather yesterday, really good for football inside.
It was. I mean, nothing else you really want to do but stay inside. And I did go to bed right after halftime, or at least something like that. Our wind has shifted to southwesterly, so that's going to start to warm things up nicely. Currently, it's 40 degrees, and we did keep it in the low to mid 40s really all day yesterday. So we'll start to see our temperatures climbing now with the sunshine and this flow coming out of the south. But right now, it's 44 in Fayetteville and Goldsboro, 44 in Rocky Mount, 37 in Roxboro. Taking a look at our forecast hour by hour, we'll be in the mid-50s at lunchtime and in the low 60s this afternoon. That's a good bit above normal, but it doesn't stop there. Our temperatures will climb into the 70s for highs by Wednesday and Thursday. And then another front comes through to bring us some showers for late Thursday into Friday. I'll show you the timeline for that rain coming up, Brian.
Here at 8:32, we are following delays in two parts of the triangle this morning because of some crashes creating some of those big backups. Coming in, first of all, heading away from Hillsboro toward Chapel Hill on 40 eastbound. Watch for a crash on the right shoulder right around the New Hope Church Road interchange. Right now, we're seeing some improvement out there, but still a pretty significant 7-minute delay as you head away from Hillsboro. Consider using Highway 86 as an alternate route to save you a few minutes. We're also tracking some delays heading out of Knightdale back toward Raleigh on 87 southbound. We had an earlier crash between Hodge Road and the Neuse River Bridge area, and that has traffic backed up pretty significantly this morning. About a 6-minute delay showing up overall on those sensor readings. I looked at alternate routes, including 64 Business. If you're coming in from Wendell through Knightdale, right now it looks like it's best just to stay with 87 southbound. You're going to run into those delays, but it would take you about the same amount of time to use 64 Business. Watch for some heavy backups with congestion on the southbound side of Capitol Boulevard coming in from Wake Forest, heading down toward the Durant Road intersection. But by the time you get to the 540 interchange, everything's moving along pretty well on southbound US 1.
NC State is offering help to students today after another apparent suicide on campus. This is now the 8th death on campus since the start of the school year. WRIO's Laura Levine shows us the resources the university is offering to students this week.
The 8th student death here at NC State within just one school year, as you can imagine, can be a lot to process for students, faculty, and staff. That's exactly why the university will be having drop-in counseling services today and tomorrow to provide that additional support. Now, university officials say the engineering student's death was an apparent suicide over the weekend. University police say authorities found a female undergraduate student dead Saturday inside Sullivan Hall. This comes just a few days after a graduate student died from what police believe were natural causes. The school is planning a health wellness day on Thursday, which means classes are canceled. In a message sent to students, Chancellor Randy Woodson said, "Whatever you're going through, we know we can get through this together. We are a pack, and our pack takes care of one another." Additional counseling is available for Sullivan Hall residents as well. You can head over to WRL.com and find more information about how the university is providing those resources for the campus. Laura Levine, WRL News, Raleigh.
If you or someone you know is in crisis, dial 988 for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And for a list of crisis counseling, county-by-county resources in North Carolina, go to WRL.com and search Get Help.
Celebrations in Kansas City are ongoing this morning after the Chiefs earned a Super Bowl title for the second time in 4 years. Fans poured out onto the streets after the win as fireworks blasted into the sky over the city. And it all came down to this, a controversial penalty call on the Eagles, James Bradbury, with just under 2 minutes left. That put the Chiefs into position to win the whole game. Harrison Butler made the game-winning field goal with seconds to play to give the Chiefs a 38-35 win. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes was named the game's MVP. And family was the focus for the Chiefs. Travis Kelce and his brother, Jason, who plays for the Eagles, they embraced on the field last night after making history as the first brothers to face off at the Super Bowl. After the game, both shared their love and support for each other, even though their emotions were very different.
I hadn't quite let the emotion get to me yet. I'm sure we'll have a more emotional interaction. Still frustrated at that point, but, really, really happy for Trav.
You joke around all the time and say that you want to be your brother in the biggest stage ever, but it's a weird feeling. There's nothing really I could say to him other than I love him, and he played a hell of a year, a hell of a season.
Aw, Travis and Jason's mom, Donna Kelsey, didn't play favorites at the game. Videos shared to social media showed her giving big hugs to both of her sons wearing her iconic split jersey. I love that. I mean, she's got two boys playing for opposing teams. She can't just pick one jacket. She's got to, you know, she's got to split it.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, at halftime, she probably thought she'd be hugging the other one.
I know.
A little differently. And then just things just got reversed there at the end.
So. I know a lot of people picked the Eagles to win that game. So
certainly. Yeah. Certainly. And they were up 10 at half, right?
I know. Nice. I know. And I thought going into half, I said, oh, well, here it goes. You know, the train's just going to keep going and they're going to keep scoring. But Chiefs came back.
That's why they play 60 minutes, right? Yes. Fire crews are working for a third day now to put out a massive fire at a Wayne County salvage site. There's new video from Sky 5 in just the last hour that shows, well, there's still work to do. WRL's Michael Grace spent all night there and shows us the fire is at least contained now.
Yeah, right now it's just the safest thing to do. They just want to monitor it at this point instead of fighting it because that has the possibility of sending an ember into the wind and possibly starting another fire. But I want to get you to this video of what that fire looked like on Saturday. It started at around 1:30 in the morning on Saturday at National Service Corporation on Old Mount Olive Highway. You can see just how large it was, a full-scale fire. Dispatcher said that some of the smoke was even three stories tall. And 20 different fire crews were out here trying to put those flames out. Now, they were able to contain the fire Sunday morning, and it was monitored since then. They even had to divert trains from this area. They closed the highway. Both the railroad and the highway are now open. No injuries reported from this fire. Also, no damage in the area reported to any homes. But we're still working with officials to find out what the cause was. In Wayne County, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Breaking news overseas. In the wake of that deadly earthquake in Syria and Turkey, at 5 o'clock this morning, we've learned the number dead from the quake climbed to 36,000. That's a jump of more than 14,000 from Friday morning. And now Turkey's Minister of Justice shared officials are investigating more than 130 people. Most of those are contractors who the government says may be to blame for buildings that crumbled during the earthquake. Turkey's construction codes meet current engineering standards, but officials say those rules are rarely enforced. And there is some good news to share in this story. Some people are still being rescued from the rubble a full week after that earthquake hit. New on Fox 50, video shows crews pulling out a woman who survived more than 175 hours trapped. She is not alone. Other survivors rescued this weekend include a 44-year-old man, a pregnant woman, and two children.
The Pentagon has released a statement after a third unidentified object was shot down in as many days, this time over Lake Huron. Officials say the decision to take down the object was ordered by President Biden. It has been described as having an octagon shape. These are images of the military plane that was sent to shoot it down. Crews are working to recover the object now. This is the fourth object in less than 2 weeks to be shot down over North America. Friday, the White House announced an object had been shot down over Alaska. And then on Saturday, an unidentified object was spotted over the Yukon Territory in Canada. That object reportedly floated to the ground. The first object, which was confirmed to be a Chinese spy balloon, was shot down last Saturday off the coast of South Carolina.
We'll learn more today about the return of a program for seniors to get a daily check-in from the sheriff. Wake County Sheriff Willie Rowe will speak about the Citizen Well Check program in a briefing this morning that's ahead of its relaunch tomorrow. Anyone 65 and older who wants a wellness check can sign up for a call at 9 a.m. each day. If a call is unanswered, the sheriff's office will get in touch with an emergency contact, and if necessary, a deputy will come by to check in.
It's 8:40 right now, and as we know, it's not just the big game that has everyone talking. Up next, we take a look at some of the best and worst ads of the Super Bowl, including the return of the M&M Spokes candies.
Plus, we're getting a clearer picture this morning of just how much a toll natural disasters took on our country in just the past year alone.
We're also tracking the return of sunshine and warm weather. Your 7-day forecast just ahead as you look live at Pinehurst Resort and Country Club. 8:44 is the timer on your Monday morning. If that's not a little Monday motivation, look at this. Carolina Beach, a live look from our WRL Live Cam Network. Sunshine, beautiful. It's probably still a little chilly there. No folks walking on that beach right now. But later today, who knows? Elizabeth Gardner of the WRL Severe Weather Center. We have clearing out going.
Lots of sunshine and a nice warm up. Even at the beach, our flow becomes southerly, and that's going to allow our temperatures to really climb. Beautiful start to the week, and we're going to see lots of sunshine all the way up until Thursday. Now, Thursday, we'll start to see increasing clouds. Rain develops late Thursday, most likely after sunset. That's the way the timeline looks right now. But it looks faster and faster. That's good news for folks who are trying to head to Fan Fest on Friday for the Stadium Series Carolina Hurricanes game. We'll talk more about that in just a little while. It's pretty out there right now at temperature at 40 degrees around the triangle, but we'll climb quickly into the mid 50s at lunchtime and then on into the low 60s for highs this afternoon. Yesterday we held it in the mid 40s all day, so this will be a nice change certainly. Here's the low that brought us such a rainy Saturday night and Sunday. That's moving on out. There'll be another disturbance that sort of rotates through. You can see that trough of low pressure that starts to pop up there at the end of the loop. That's going to be late Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning with just a quick little round of showers for the triangle area northward. But most of us will end up sleeping through that. We take a look at what's happening for us the rest of the day. Nothing but sunshine, really looking nice out there. We take a look at current temperatures, still holding on to 39 in Roxboro, but starting to see a warm up now in some other spots, 44 in Fayetteville, 45 Goldsboro. It's 44 degrees in Rocky Mount and Wilson. Here's our jet stream pattern. We had a big trough in the jet stream across the East Coast over the weekend. That allowed a low pressure system to move through and bring us some cooler temperatures. Now that exits and a big ridge in the jet stream develops as that moves on out. With a ridge over us, we tend to be drier and warmer, and that's exactly what we'll see all the way until Thursday. And then after that, we'll see another trough developing that will swing through and help to bring us some rain on Friday and then some cooler temperatures for Saturday. But check out these beautiful conditions. 63 today, 65 Tuesday, 72 Wednesday, 76 on Thursday with daffodils everywhere. The daffodils really popped out nicely over the weekend. Tomorrow, of course, Valentine's Day. We're going to see clear skies and mild temperatures in the afternoon. But if you're thinking about sitting outside for dinner, here's how it would feel. At 5 o'clock, 61, 58 at 6 o'clock, and at 7 o'clock, 52. So you might want to find yourself a spot by a heater. It may be a little bit cool for dining outside, but definitely a pretty day for us. Well, again, we take a look at Friday Fan Fest in downtown Raleigh to celebrate the Stadium Series, which will be on Saturday. It does look like we'll see rain up until around lunchtime, but keep checking back for the timeline on Friday's rain. Right now, Saturday looks nice and dry, but cool with a high of 53.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Prosecutors are wrapping up their case this week against disgraced South Carolina attorney Alex Murdoch. He's charged with murdering his wife and son in a cover-up for a list of financial crimes. Prosecutors say the now disbarred attorney stole millions of dollars from his law firm, other lawyers, and his clients, including the family of his longtime housekeeper who died at Murdoch's home. The defense will start presenting its case as soon as Wednesday.
Fallout is growing this morning after a New Jersey teenager died by suicide, leading to charges against four classmates. 14-year-old Adriana Cook took her own life after she was attacked in a school hallway by four students. It was caught on video. Family and investigators say the high school handled the situation poorly, but the school district says it followed proper policy. Students have held several demonstrations against bullying, and the parent of one of those students says the show of support is necessary.
What they're doing is they're fighting for justice and change for somebody they cared about and for to prevent it from happening in the future to somebody else.
The former superintendent resigned a day after Cook's funeral services.
Disgraced producer Harvey Weinstein is facing a new lawsuit from the woman he was convicted of raping back in December. The unidentified woman was the first person to testify in last year's trial, where a jury convicted Weinstein on three counts, including rape. She says Weinstein assaulted her in a Beverly Hills hotel room back in 2013. She's now suing him for sexual battery and false imprisonment. Weinstein denies the allegations.
A push to make it easier to navigate local court systems is launching today. Harnett, Johnston, Lee, and Wake counties will now have e-courts. The system allows you to file documents electronically. You can also pay filing fees and access court information online, like court dates and case information.
Natural disasters took a big toll on our country in the past year. The Census Bureau says the latest numbers show disasters linked to climate change forced almost 3.5 million people in the U.S. to leave their homes last year. Most of them were unprotected by hurricanes, or they were uprooted, I should say, by hurricanes, floods, fires, and tornadoes. Nearly 40% of those displaced returned home within a week, but nearly 16% have not and may never return.
Doctors are warning people about the physical effects stress can have on your body. They say stress can speed up aging and cause inflammation, which makes us vulnerable to chronic diseases. When it's not addressed, it can lead to anxiety and depression. Experts say eating a healthy diet, exercising regularly, and getting enough sleep are the best ways to curb stress. If it starts to prevent you from performing everyday tasks, that's when health officials say you should get professional help.
Business leaders from across North Carolina will gather at NC State today to talk about breaking down barriers in the workplace. The 2023 Emerging Issues Forum is happening from 8 to 5 today. NC State's Task Force on Talent-First Economies will share recommendations on how to connect more workers to the workforce and help them engage and grow. Governor Roy Cooper is also expected to speak at that event.
Well, this is not your ordinary ice cream shop. Sugar Koi is open in Cary. Former sushi chef Nat Jirasawad is bringing authentic Asian ice cream to the Triangle with flavors like purple yam, Thai tea, matcha, and lychee. Nat shifted gears from sushi to ice cream after a Parkinson's diagnosis. He uses the same recipes his mom taught him in Thailand.
Growing up in Thailand, it's a hot country, it's tropical. So it's more or less like, you know, ice cream is year round. So, and we normally, like me and my mom, normally have, you know, special bond with, you know, ice cream date on Friday night.
Ice cream year round, I'm down with that. It's served with a freshly baked koi fish cone, a throwback to Nat's time as a sushi chef at a neighboring sushi Thai restaurant. Now, you can learn more about all this by searching for his story on WRAL.com.
That looks so good. Mm-hmm. Well, some Eagles fans in Philadelphia nearly missed the start of the Super Bowl after someone cut internet service to thousands of Comcast customers. The outrage, as you can imagine, came just hours before the Philadelphia Eagles started playing the Kansas City Chiefs. A Comcast spokesman says someone deliberately cut a fiber optic cable. Crews worked to restore it as quickly as possible. Most customers were back online before kickoff. An investigation is underway.
Well, there's a lot to unpack from the ads during this year's Super Bowl, isn't there?
Yes, there is. And here's some of the big ones being talked about this morning. One of the ads making headlines, the return of the M&M. Maya Rudolph took over the role earlier in the evening, trying to sell chocolate-covered clam bites. But by the end of the game, the original ones, they were back for good.
Okay, people are also talking about the Bush beer and ad where Sarah McLachlan interrupts a wildlife survival ad to try to save the animals right there.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. And you might have been one of the people who thought you sat on your remote during this Tubi ad with a fake out. It was crazy. I mean, you see that you think you're watching the game and then all of a sudden it's like, wait a second. What am I doing? Oh my gosh, where's my remote? What am I doing? It was fake. They got you.
They got me.
Yep.
Certain. The whole Maya Rudolph thing, I didn't see the second part of it to get the whole reveal and how it came full circle. So I saw it was the first one and I was like, well, that's dumb. Yeah. I don't get it. It's, you know, silly.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, because they're back, right? The spokes candies are officially back.
Yeah, apparently that was the second one. They took back over the whole.
Okay, you know. Because I think they were trying to sell that Maya Rudolph was like the new spokesperson, right?
Or that she was trying to sell some clams or something, you know? And it was just not. I didn't catch it the first time around. Thought it was dumb.
Yeah. All right. Well, in case you missed it, WREL debuted a commercial of our own last night as well. It was a full special with guests including Mr. and Mrs. Woof, Sir Purr, Ramses, Stormy, and Wooly Bull alongside Jeff, Elizabeth, and Renee as well. That was really fun.
The Roy Williams reveal was fantastic. Check out the full version, the minute long.